Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you assuming the presidency of our conference. I'm confident that with your rich diplomatic experience, you will steer our work to new progress. You can count on the full support of my delegation in your endeavors. I would also like to take this opportunity to express my appreciation to your predecessor, Ambassador Sabrina Dalafio of Switzerland, for her positive efforts and the progress she has made in launching the subsidiary bodies of our conference. Mr. President, in recent years, Syria went through stern challenges of prolonged social unrest and the scourge of terrorism, which has brought profound suffering to the Syrian people. We view this with deepest sympathy. Recently, we have notified with gratification that thanks to the efforts of all parties, Syria's fight against terrorism has made important headways, and the corresponding political process is also moving forward. China would like to work with other members of the international community in actively supporting the current inclusive political process leading to peace and stability. It is also our hope that the Syrian people will soon start leading normal life and constructing their own country. Mr. President, China has always called for and worked actively for the democratization of international relations and for the maintenance of a rule-based international order. Since its establishment, the Conference on Disarmament has revised on several occasions its rules of procedures, but the rotation of its presidency has not been modified. Historically, such a practice is meant to prevent unnecessary disputes surrounding the selection of its president. Facts have shown this to be wise and practical, and it has stood the test of time. In our view, the CD presidency is a non-political post. No matter which country he comes from, a president should be accorded the same amount of respect and support from all delegations. Regarding the question of chemical weapons, we have stated on many occasions our position on this issue. We firmly oppose any country, any organization, or private individuals who use chemical weapons for whatever purpose and under whatever circumstances. Regarding the allegations of use of chemical weapons, we are fully in favor of conducting comprehensive, impartial, and objective investigations, which should be based on the firm evidence obtained through scientific methods and which can stand the test of time. Before that, no country should prejudge the result of the investigation or draw its own conclusions. Mr. President, since the start of our second part of the CD session, the five new subsidiary bodies have formally started the work in the form of frank and in-depth exchanges on issues of common concern to all delegations, resulting in a positive momentum. I'm confident that under your guidance, the discussions in those bodies will yield new progress. At the same time, we also hope that you will seize on the positive trend we have been witnessing now in the subsidiary bodies by pushing for delegations to meet each other halfway and moving towards the adoption of a comprehensive and balanced program of work. I thank you, Mr. President.